Edim Shalei Bifnei Bal Dover? Could we accept Edim right now, not in front of Shalei Bifnei Bal Din, not in front of the Bal Din? In other words, Rashi says, V'hai Kotan Kamanda Lesidomi. You, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, now want to take away this property, whatever it was, from the son, from your wife's brother. So if so, he's a Kotan right now. And on the side of the father died, he's the Yerush, he has the right to Yashin. So the question is, does it belong to him or not? He's the Bal Dover now. But since he's a Kotan, we can't accept Edim to take something away from him. So therefore, your Yerush won't help you anything. For the Gemara of Eloi, is it true that we can't? For Ketoni, we learned like this. We learned before, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim, Chayovim. In the case where the father made the Gzela, and the Gzela is still around, and the children have it, even though the child is a Ketan, still we have right to take it away from him. So, Chura, how do we know it's a Gzela? They have to have Edim. So you see, we're Mekabel Edim to take something away from a Ketan. So you're also, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you should have a right to have bring Edim to take something away from this Ketan. Omalais, he said back to him, listen, Hare machlekes sumkes betzidcho. Good, that's trying to chom the chom say like that. But sumkes says not like this. Sumkes says from a kotin, we can't take away the gzela. And mustama is the pshat in sumkes. That since the kotin is called like he's not around, he's not a bnei day in the new, we can't accept edim against him. So we don't have any proof that it's the gzela, therefore we can't take it away from the kotin. So here also, Yura Mirmiya. You have the right to take it away from this kotin. Your edim don't help. Omar, so Yumi said back, Ichbal kula yalma v'koi kesumchas, like how come everybody's ganging up against me, everybody's going against me, and holding like sumchas all of a sudden? Like how come we don't hold out the chomim? Like we have queen l'didi, to go against me? In other words, true sumchas says like that. But l'chura, the rabbonim say not like that. So why don't you paskalate the rabbonim to say, we could accept edim to take something away from a kotin? Where it's a question of the gzela, where the kotin is holding on to somebody else's thing, like over here. Rabbi Yirmi has edim now that the shver, the father-in-law, gave it to him for present when he was alive. So the kotin now is holding it, shloike din. So how come I can't bring my edim? He's lashing here. He says, "Oh, me ichbo kula yama v'koyik asumchas liyafkuyin labidi." They take things away from me. Samur says, "Adahoch in the meanwhile, igalgal milsa, and also umot lekayim to Rav Avua." The shayla came in front of Rav Avua. Omer, he said like this: "Loishmi lechu, didn't you hear? Ho the Rav Yosef Bar Choma, what Rav Yosef Bar Choma said." Omer, Rav Yosef.
Yedi Omer, Rav Yosef. Bar Chomo, Omer Rabbi Ishiyo, Tinoik she'tokaf bi'avodav. If a child under bar mitzvah went and took his avodav, Rashi says first pshat she'tokaf bi'avodav means she'lokach avodav imoy she'sayu. He went with his own slaves and v'yorad l'toich sada shechaveru. He went down to his friend's field, v'omer shalihu, and he started to work there as if to say it's my field. So the kid said, this young kid went with his own slaves to somebody else's field to sit down, to use the field, to say it's his. So what's the halacha? So he says, "Ey noimrim, we do not say, namtim ad sheyagdol, let's wait until the kid becomes bar mitzvah, and then we'll bring him to a din Torah. But rather, ela rather, moitzin miyodim miyad, we take it away from the kid right away." What kind of chutzpah is this? The kid comes out to somebody else's field and takes it away and says it's his. We don't let him take it away. And when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, yovi yedim, we tell the kid, "Listen, if you think you're so right, we'll wait till you become bar mitzvah, and then you bring edim that the field belongs to you." Yeah. So here you see here that we do bring edim, that we do take something away from a child. When the child is holding something shloike din, we take it away. So here Rabbi Yirmiyahu also then Yeshehe should have a right to take away this property from the son of his father-in-law. So Gemara says no. V'nira midami, does one have to do with the other? Ha samu d'mafkinen minei t'loikai milei achazoka d'yavua. Here, according to Rav Yosef Bar Chomo, it's very good. Here, the case is tam, a kid comes off the street and takes away somebody else's field, that field was not b'cheskes his father. So pshita, we don't let the kid stay there. Of course, we take it away from the killed. If we take it away from the kid. Aval heicha, but over here, by Rav Yirmiyahu's case, Aval heicha, the yisleich hazaka, the avua. Over here, the son of his father-in-law has really a chazaka. He's the son. He has the Yerusha on it. Loi, maybe in such a case here, right now, since Menastam, he's the Yerush, he has a right to hold on to it. Our Rabbi Yirmiyah has a taina that he has Eidim that could prove it, that the father sold it him. But right now, the children's are Ketanim, like we hold like Sumchis, we can't bring Eidim against Ketanim. So Rabbi Yirmiyah cannot get the property right now, we have to wait until they become Bar Mitzvah. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi said, Omer Rabbi Shapsoi, Mekablin Eidim, Shalei Bifnei Baldin. You should know we could accept Eidim, even not in front of the Baldover. Even Shalei Bifnei Baldin. Gemara says, Teyabor Rabbi Yechonon, so Rabbi Yechonon wondered about this. Heis Teyabor Rabbi Yechonon. V'chi Mekablin Eidim, Shalei Bifnei Baldin. Is it true what you're saying? Do we really accept Eidim, Shalei Bifnei Baldin? Does he also we don't? So Gemara says, Kibla minei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chomo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that once answered like this. You know what he meant to say? No, Rabbi Ashiya, Omer Rabbi Shibsoi, meant to say like this. Kogoyin Sheho Yehu Choyla. In a case where the Baldova was very sick, Kogoyin Sheho Yehu Choyla. Oy Eidav Choylam, or else his Eidim were Choylin. I show you Eidim of action. Let them dinas hayom. Or else the only Eidim you have now want to go away, want to leave town. V'shol choloi v'loi bo. And in such a case, we sent him to the din, and he doesn't want to come to the din Torah. So in such a case, we mekabel Eidim shleib b'fnei baldover. So the kids, we're not talking about now he's a kotin. Love doc with a person's a kotin. Reuven has a complaint that Shimon has taken away his fields, and Shimon is not here. And Reuven's Eidim, or else Reuven is about to die, or else Reuven's Eidim are about to leave town, and they called Shimon to the din Torah and he doesn't come. So in such a case now, Bezdin accepts the Eidus of Reuven, and we pass him to Shaul even though Shimon is not around. Because otherwise there'll be a big loss for Reuven. But in Echlamim, in Astam, we don't take Eidim on one side before we have both sides here. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mekablin Eidim Shleib B'fnei Baldin. Also, we could accept Eidim on one side, even though the other Baldin is not here yet. Omer Marukva said, L'didim Miforshi Li Min Eidim Shmuel. To me it was explained to me, the Pshat here, Shmuel explained to me, Kegoin the Poschulei B'dinei, that they started the Din Torah already. At the beginning, the two Baladvorim were here. V'shol chilei v'lo yosli, and they asked about Baldover to come here, and they didn't come. In such a case, we mekabelei them. Avolei pos chilei bedina, but if they didn't open up yet, the dayanim didn't start yet, the bezin didn't start yet, then we can't do it, because motzi omle, the other Baldover has a right to say, ano le bezin hagodol azilna. I don't want to go to the bezin here in our town. I want to go to the bezin hagodol in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since he has a time, he wants to go to the Bez Nagod on Eretz Yisrael, that's why he can't be Mekabel Eidim right now without him. So Gemara asks, if that's a good time, Yehochi, if so, Ki Pischule Nami, even if they already opened up like the Din Torah already, so what? Motzi Omele, what can't the Baldover say? Le Bezdin Hagod Lazilna, I still want to go to the Bez Nagod. Why can't he tie near it? Before they gave the Psak Din, why can't he tie? I don't want to be Semich on these small Botadinim here. I want to be Semich on the big Bez Nagod in Eretz Yisrael. Some Ravina said, Kegoin de Noka Disco Mi Bezdin Hagodol. We're talking about here that they have a summons like from the Bezdin Hagodol. Like Rashi says, Kegoin de Noka de Baldin Chaveroi, where this Ruven has a letter, Disco Igeris Mi Bezdin Hagodol. Shesholchol Bezdin Shokan Lechoifoi. He has a letter from the Bezdin Hagodol in Eretz Yisrael that the Bezdin Hagodol said that no, I have a right to force my Baldover to come to the Din Torah here. So therefore, the other Baldin, Shimon, can't say, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. If Reuven has a letter that the Bezdin HaGadol says he has a right to force them to come to the Bezdin here, in the city here.
All right, turn over. Yeah, now the Gemara brings out another machlokes like this. The Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Mekaymin es hashtar shalei b'fnei baldin, that the malva has a right to be mekaym the shtar, even not in front of the loiva. So Rashi learns the pshat is we're talking about now, Mekayimin es Ashtar, Rashi says, Ho Yu'edim Achsumim, the Edim that saw in there, Mevach Shem Lelechum Dinasayom, they want to leave town. So therefore, Mevi and Malva LeBezdin, the Malva now brings the two Edim that signed in the Shtar to Bezdin, Umidin Aksav Yodim, they say Edis in front of Bezdin, that this is our Aksav Yodim. And therefore, Bezdin, Kaysen Tachta, B'moysov, therefore Bezdin makes a handbook, that's called Kiyam HaShtar. They write down on the bottom of the Shtar, that in front of us, three Dayonim, we heard that these are the real Edim, and we'll Mekayim the Shtar. Now, this can be done, Afopi, Shoyim, Rashi learns, Afopi, Shoyim, Edbaldin, even though the loiva, the one that has to pay back the money, is standing there screaming and saying, Al tekaimu, don't be mekayim the shtar, because mezuyifu, it's a false shtar, still ain't question. That's what Raz says, that mekayimin is a shtar, the malva has the right to be mekayim ishtar, even though not in front of the baldin, which means the baldin is arguing and saying the shtar is mezuyif. Rabbi Yechanan says no, ein mekayimim is a shtar, shlei b'fnei baldin, we can't be mekayim ishtar, not in front of the baldin. Now, Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explains and says, Omer Rav Sheshes to Rabbi Yosi Baravua, I'll explain you pshat in Rabbi Yochanan why he says you can't be mekayim b'shtar if the leiva doesn't want it, because Omakro the pasuk says v'hu ad bibolov v'lo yishmerenu, when we come to make a shor a muid, so you have to say this against the shor in front of the owner, in front of the bailim. That means Omru Torah, the Torah says, Yovoi Bal Hashor, we have to bring the owner of the shore, V'yamid Al Shor, he has to be there. If you want to say Edus against the shore to make the shore into a Muid, so it has to be done in front of the Bal Dover. He's the Bal Din, so you see, we're not Makabal Edim, unless we're in front of the Bal Din himself. But Omar Rava says, you should know, Hilchos HaDalacha is, Mekayomim Es Hashtar, Shlei B'fnei Bal Din. No, we could be Mekayim B'shtar, even though the Leiv is not around. And here he speaks out clearly, V'yafilu oimed v'tzavach, even if the Leiver is not just I'm not around, like Rashi brought down before, but the Leiver is standing here and screaming and saying, the shtar is a shtar mezuyif, the shtar is a false shtar. Still, if the Malva has Edim here, he has the right to be Mekayim B'shtar. But V'omar, let's say the Leiver says like this, Nikito li zimna, give me time, Ad maisina sad until I bring Edim, or marana lelishtora, and I'll prove to you through Edim that the shtar is no good. Then the katina le, then we give him time. We'll hold up the kiyam hashtar until he comes with his Edim. So we give him time if he wants to. Now we also ask if he comes back with his Edim, very good. Ilo yos, if he doesn't come back, then natrinan le bahab. We wait for him on Monday, a Thursday, and another Monday. Elo Yosef, if he doesn't come within this, like these 8 days, if he doesn't come back, then Kasrinon Pesichi Alavayu. We write a Psichi, a Shtar Psichi, Rashi says, a Shtar Shamtoi. We put him like a Nidui. Al Shein Pareya Choyvoi, since he doesn't want to pay off his Choyv. In other words, really we have the Malva here, that's B Mekayim the Shtar. Just the Loiv is said, give me time, so I could bring Edim to say that I'm Potter, and the time was up when he was supposed to come back with his Edim, and he didn't come with them. So therefore, like the Malva has a good star now, so we're like telling the Edim, we're putting the Lever into Shamtu, into Nidui, why are you not paying up your Chayv? Now, Bechlau, what's not like Shat before that we hold that we could be Mekayim the Shtar, Shlei B'fnei Baldin, I, Rabbi Yechanan, brought down the Posek Vuhud Bevolov? So the Pshat there, Toysa speaks out that Avada, Midi writes that such halacha will not mekabel edim only in front of the Baal Dover himself. But Kiyam Hashtar is only Midi Rabbonin. Midi writes you don't have to have a Kiyam Hashtar. Midi writes edim achsum mal Hashtar, nasa kamish necher redusim bebezdin, the Hashtar is kosh with only Midi Rabbonin. Therefore, since no way this is only Midi Rabbonin, therefore we could be mekayim Hashtar, we even shloi b'fnei Baal Dover. Rabbi Yechon says, no, the Rabbonim make like a loy plug, all over, you can only be Mekayim something and have Edim in front of the Baal Dover. Like all Rabbonim here, we're going that we were Mekayim the Shtar, and the loy is said yes, Edim, to prove the Shtar was no good, and we gave him time, so now we write, Kasrina Psychia. Alavai, we put like a Shtar, Shamti Rashi, we put him into Nidui. And Tishin Ksivin psicha alavayu, tishin yomim, that we wait 90 days. To loisin kamoi, the first 30 days, loinachtinen linichsei. We don't go down to his property yet to take away his property. To yoma, because we say like this, kotorach bezuzi. He's busy trying to get money. Venezov, he's trying like to borrow money. Therefore, we don't go down and take away his property yet. Mitzia, the middle 30 days, nami loy nachtin loy lenichsei. Also, we do not go down to the property of the loyver to take away his property, to sell his property. The yama, we say, dumlo yaskach lemezov. Maybe he didn't find anybody to borrow money from. Vikotorach umazvin. And he's trying to sell his property. So we give him another 30 days, this is the 60 days, that maybe now he's busy selling his property to come back with the money to pay back. Pasroi, what about the last 30 days? Nami, loy nachtinu l'nichsei, we don't go down to take away his property, to sell his property yet. The yama, because we can say like this, lokeach gufei kotarach bezuzei. True, he found the customer and he found the buyer. The person wants to buy his property. But the problem now is the buyer doesn't have any money. So we give them another 30 days in order for the buyer to find money. Loyosa, let's say after all these 90 days pass by, still the loyver did not come back with money to pay up. Now, after we already wrote, Kasvina Psicha, even after we already put him benidui 90 days ago, now after the 90 days, Kasvina Nadrachta Anichsei. We draw up now a new shtar called the Nadrachta, which Rashi says that's called the Psak Din, Leiret Hamalva Technichsei Shaloiva, Velitlam Vishuma Bechoivai. That the Malva has a right to go down now to the property of the Loiva and to sell the property and get the money that he owes him. That's called an Adrachta, Anichsei, upon his property. Now, the Hani Mili, when was this said? The Omar, when he said, I seen, I will come back. If the Loiva said, he'll come back. Avul Omar Loyasina, if the Loiva says, nothing doing, I'm not going to come back, I'm not going to pay you, then Lialta Kasvinan, then we write the Shtar Adrachta right away. If the Malva has a good star, a star that's Makuyim, and the Leiva says, I'm just not going to pay you back, so then right away, we write up the Shtar Adrachta. Vahani Mili, when was this also said? Bemilva, only by a milva, it's a question that you owe me money. Avu Bepikodon, it's a question, what did I give you something to hold from me? And you denying it, you don't want, you a Pasheya, that you have to pay me for it. In such a case, Liyalta Kasvinan, we write up a Shtar Adrachta right away, to receive the pikodin back. Fred Zokimor now, v'chi kasvinan amakarkoi. When do we write a shtar adrachta? When do we give the malvo or the bala pikodin a right to go to the nifkad or to the loiva to take away? Only karka. Only if the loiva or the nifkad has karka. Avla metaltli loi. But on metaltlim, on things that are movable, on some objects, that we don't go and take away from the loiva. We don't write a shtar adrachta. Dilma shomet v'yochelahu malvul metaltli, because we're afraid then maybe the malvul will go just on take away some metaltlim from the loiva. V'chiyosi loiva ma'isi sadi or more the lishdara, and later maybe the loiva will eventually come back with his edim that are saying the shtar is no good. If so, l'mishkachas midel l'migvei, we have to be afraid that maybe the malva would already used up those metaltlim, they're not around anymore, and we won't be able to take it back from the malva to give it back to the loiva. Therefore, we don't take away from the loiva metaltlim that could be used up, but rather only karka. Now the Gemara says, but the islay mekakori l'malva kasvinan, but if the malva has karka, then we could write a shtar adrachta to take away the metaltlim of the loiva. Because even what are we afraid about? That if the malva would collect the metaltlim, maybe by the time the loiva comes back with his edus that he doesn't have to pay up, the malva would have already used up the metaltlim. But so what? Even if he used up the metaltlim, but the malva has his own karka, so we would take away from the malva's karka to pay back to the loiva. Therefore, we could write an adrachta on metaltlim when the malva has karka. But the Gemara says, "V'loi, it's not that way. Adrachta a metaltlim lekasvinan. We do not write up the shtar that the malva has the right to take away the property of the loiva from metaltlim. Afagav the yisle mekakoi. Even though the malva has property as karka, you know why? Chashin and shemetichsef. were afraid maybe, Rashi says, Ka'koi shel malve tovor, v'tivches midemeho, maybe the malve won't take care of his property, and will get ruined, will get worth less, and therefore there won't be enough money to pay back with. So therefore we do not let the malva take away the metaltlim of the loiva. Now the Gemara says, V'chi kasvinan adrachto, when we do write a shtar adrachto, when we give the malva permission to take away the property of the loiva, moedinan lei, we are moedim, we have to tell them. Again, the Gemara says now, V'chi kasvinan adrachto, in the case when we do write down a shtar adrachto, that the malva has the right to take away the property from the loiva, moedinan lei, we have to first notify him. We have to let the loiva know that the malva is going to go down to his property. Fahani midli, when is this to mekarif? When the loiva is nearby, alvo mirchak, but if he's far away, then we don't have to wait until we notify him. Now, vi mirchak, let's say the loiva lives far away, he's far away. Viika krivim, but he has relatives though, that are nearby. Then inam yurels, ika shayorto diazliv yosi, there are caravans that are going there and coming back, Hossam. Then Mashinan le Tracy Yachishosa. Adi Ozlev Yose Shayorto. Then sometimes we even have to wait 12 months. If we know clearly a caravan is going there and coming back, then we'll wait 12 months to see what happens, what the Leva would say. The Mara says, Kiho de Ravina, what's happened like Ravina like this? That Shoye Lamar Achor, he waited for Marachor, Tracy Yachishosa. He waited 12 months. Adi Ozlo V'yaisi shayorta mivechu zoi, until the caravan went and came back from mivechu zoi. Rashi says, Maracho, zesh shemoi v'oyeloi choy v'achaveroi. V'hoi aloi v'biyad, the leva wasn't in the city. So still they waited 12 months until the caravan went to where the leva was and came back. But the Gemara says, v'loi, it's not true. Maybe there's no proof in this case. Hosa minish alim hevi. Over there we're afraid the man was a very strong man. He have a mata drachta liyode. If he would give the malva a shtar drachta right away, but he have a yekshala fuki minei, then it wouldn't be possible to take it away from him anymore. So in such a case, we have to be careful, and we don't let him use the drachta until first the caravan goes all the way to the loiva, and then comes back with word what the loiva plans to do. But it could be aval hochaloi, but in normal cases, maybe we write the drachta right away. And the most will happen is the loiva later will come back and says he wants to pay up, so then we'll take it back, whatever the malva took. Or else if the loiva would prove it, he does not really owe the money, then the malva would have to give back what he took. Ella rather, the Gemara says, Adi ozo shlicha betlosa b'shabato, until the shliach bezdin goes on Tuesday, v'yosa b'yabo b'shabat, and he comes back on Wednesday. And on Thursday he goes to Bezdin to tell us exactly what the loiva says. Now Rashi says, Sheni b'chamishi botadin kavuyim b'yoros takona sasa perik meruva. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ravina says, Hai shlucha the rabbonon me'am ninen loikavetrei. A shliach of Bezdin is believed like two edim, and he tells us over what the loiva says, we believe him. And Rashi says, the loiva mishaka b'beidina, he's not going to lie in Bezdin. So Rashi says, shliach Bezdin means, sheholach lahazmin ish ledin, v'chozav yomo lebezdin ein eroitze lovoi. The case where we summon somebody come to din, and the shliach Bezdin comes back and tells Bezdin, the person says that he doesn't want to come. So we believe the shliach Bezdin like to aid him. And Rashi says, because he's not going to lie in front of Bezdin. V'hani milu l'shamtui. This is only that we believe him in order to put the person into shamtui. They will put him into shamtui because of the shliach Bezdin. Avol psicha, for the case of psicha, Rashi says, shtar shamtui. And the chishor le shamtui, le shor le yad, the yoyiv zuzi, the pisk le safro, in such a case, we write up a shtar. Then even if we want to be mata the shamtui, we have to wait till he pays up the money to the sefer, kiva the mamayna ko mechasale, since he's going to have to pay up money here, to ko boile le meisav le zuzel le safra, is before he gets the shamtui off, he's going to have to first pay the money, the charge for the sefer, loi, then we don't believe the shliach bezdin. Since it's a question of mumnes here, then we don't believe him like to aid them. We won't write up the shtar alpiv. Omer Ravina, Ravina says, that Yehavinon Zimno Apumed Yisiso V'yapuma Dishivavi, that they could be like a Shliach Bezdin to summon somebody to court. You could give the summons through a lady or else through a neighbor. So Rashi says that means Mizamninen Baldin Liyoim Plein Ladin. You have right to summon somebody to come to court on such and such day, on either Monday or Thursday. Al Pi Isha, Rashi says, Halechos Etzlo, if the lady's going to them, Lefi Darka, that's a normal way. Or Ya Pi Shechena, or else the neighbors. V'samchinen Alayah, the Chiddush is we rely upon this lady or upon the neighbors, that they'll do the Shlichus. And therefore, if the person does not come to the Bezdin at the right time, we have a right to put him into Shamtui. So Gemara says, for Lo Yamor, this was only settled the Lesi B'moso, if the Baldova was not in town right now. So Rashi says, Shein Oysa Pleni Achra Bir, She Bezdin Bo. Therefore, Bezdin told the Shechenev to do it, that when the person returns, we want you to summon him. That's called the good